Connor, was there any disappointment from the team to draw a conference opponent in this bowl matchup?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, there's kind of like the unknown of going and playing someone in the ACC, but no, Alamo Bowl got first choice, so we're glad we were picked first.
And for you, you just got to ask with, you know, all the, you know, you being a senior, are you planning on playing in this one and maybe your mental mindset going into this game?
Yeah, I'm playing, no doubt.
What's your thoughts on playing in your last game as a BYU Cougar?
You know, I don't know if I have much thoughts on it. I don't know if it's – I think it'll probably set in more, you know, when the game's over and you're walking off the field and you realize, you know, you're never going to wear that uniform again. You know, because I don't feel like much emotion about it right now, just thinking about it, but also because I'm not – it's still a few weeks away. I'm not quite in it yet, but you know, these last couple months have been interesting. A lot of lasts for me at BYU, which is kind of a strange feeling.
Connor, I just asked Bonnie this, but I'm curious from your perspective, the sting of missing the bowl game was something you guys pointed to during the offseason, said that made a big difference in that edge. And Kalani said that there's a similar sting from missing the conference title game and the college football playoff being so close. How important is it for next year's leaders to use every motivation you can to put in all of that work to make the next year's team the best it can be, like you guys did last year?
I think extremely important, because you have to find as many ways as possible to manufacture that drive and that motivation to carry you through the grind of an off season, because it's long. It's long and it's grueling, and you do a lot of the same things every day, and so sometimes it can be tough to be motivated to go out and attack every day the best you can, but I think it's definitely something that they should use, you know, as motivation for next year, just as a reminder for them, you know, to look at the stepping stones of how this last offseason went and how that carried into this season, and how can you reinforce those things and then build upon them so they can be even better?
Go ahead, Jay Drew, and then Sean Walker.
Connor, obviously Colorado has a more famous coach. They got a guy that's going to win the Heisman Trophy. Basically, they're the marquee team in this bowl game. How does that resonate with you guys? Do you care? Does that even make it even more special to be able to play those guys?
No, don't really care too much. I mean, obviously, it's going to attract a lot of eyes, you know, which is great. A lot of people are going to be watching BYU football on the 28th.
Go ahead, Sean.
I had something, Connor, but you mentioned something with Jared there that I kind of want to follow up a little bit on it, because you've experienced sort of both sides of the coin now in your college career of not playing in the postseason versus playing in the postseason. What's kind of the biggest difference in sort of this month, maybe the first month of the offseason, when you're going to a bowl game versus when you're coming off of missing a bowl game like you guys did last year? What's kind of the number one difference that you kind of feel in your gut, I guess, about that?
Well, I'm at the facility. I'm not at home, number one. You know, the last year was that last game of the regular season, and you knew it was over. Like, there was no coming back for meetings again the next week and prepping for another game. That was it. And then for me at that time, you know, I was still thinking, you know, that was the end of my BYU career. And so, you know, obviously very different emotionally, and had to do a lot of thinking and praying to figure out what the next steps in my life were going to be, which obviously brought me back here. But, you know, just to be back and the opportunity to get to play football more. You know, it's your opportunities are so limited. And so just getting a chance to go out there and practice, you know, and play football with your teammates, you get one more game, and, you know, you have to cherish that, especially for us seniors. This is our last chance.
And then I did want to ask you about your coach, because he doesn't like to talk about himself too much. He prefers to talk about you guys. But Kalani signs an extension that kind of, I'll be totally honest, kind of caught me off guard, because the press release hit my inbox at like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, which just surprised me in general.
Yeah.
How much does your coach kind of deserve to have sort of that long-term certainty after what, you see that, if not just this year, but over the course of your career?
Yeah, no, he deserves it for sure. You know, he's deserved it for a long time. You know, I'm glad they finally got it done. And you know, I don't think there's a better man to lead BYU than Kalani, and all you have to do is spend, you know, a few minutes with him, and you can just tell that he resonates everything that BYU represents. And you know, for me as a player, I've got to be around that leadership for the last 4.5 years, and have a, you know, kind of a living representation of the man that I want to be one day, you know, leading our team. And you know, it's easy to have the desires to do the right thing and to do what's best for the team when you have a leader like that. And you know, he's turned down a lot of money and a lot of other opportunities to stay here, you know, because he loves this school, you know, and he loves us as players. And I think it's finally, you know, hopefully, you know, obviously we don't know any details or anything like that, but I hope that the school's rewarding him for that, rewarding him for his loyalty and, you know, everything he's done for the program leading us. I mean, 3 10-win seasons in the last 5 years there is a very short list of coaches who have done that in the country. And I promise you, he's the lowest paid one. So, you know, I'm really glad they were able to get this done. And I hope he's here for decades more.
Okay, we'll take our last question from Mitch Harper.
Connor, I just wanted to ask you, your brother signed last week. He's going to continue the pay family pipeline, if you will, at BYU. Just what does that mean that, you know, the pay name will continue with both of your brothers at BYU going forward?
It's cool. You know, we were talking about it last night at family dinner, that there will have been a pay on the roster from 2020 to 2031. So it's, you know, 11 years of our family being connected to this program, and obviously the best one is leaving here in a couple weeks. So hopefully, you know, we'll see that. Hopefully they can make it out of my shadow. I guess we'll find out here in a few years, but no, I'm just teasing. But no, it's a cool thing for our family, because obviously I've talked about it before, how much BYU and BYU football means to us, you know, and how much it's given to our family. And so to have that continued on, it's a special thing for us.